there's our guest appearance, Mr. P. that was my producer made me do that. So anyway, we had to do it. He has another couple on here, but you got to see that again for those who missed the intro.
That is so wrong.
But anyway, a good friend of mine gave me that. I won't mention her name because she'll probably get in trouble. But, you know, you got to start off with some humor right now because there is so much crap going down. I don't even know where to start. And I guess with an intro, you know, it's James Young with As You Wish Talk Radio and E Said E Stargate. And we're simulcasting on Rumble as well. So that's a brand new advent because our other channel seems to make us disappear quite often. So we are going to talk about the... you know, or any of these other things tonight, and so we can stay on the channel. But if you want to go to our newsletter, just go to eSETI.org, sign up for the newsletter. Everything you need to know that's going on with that is on the newsletter. So we decided to put it on the newsletter and take a little break from that, but we aren't really taking a break. Major research and all the latest stuff is coming out on the newsletter. So anyway, go to eSETI.org and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll have all that information. A lot of people have asked me over and over to talk about the higher dimensional beings and the different races and the other things. So I'm going to do a little bit of that and then open it up for questions towards the end of the show. And also, too, big news, we've got our conference is finally on VMO. It's on our VMO channel, and it's up. So. The last conference, we had an amazing lineup here. Maybe Robert can pop that up on the screen, but yeah, we had the most amazing.
Thank you, James. There's only two things.
But there were so
the best for the last, or
go and check out the list. The lineup was just amazing. We had some beautiful Lakota singers here, and they were singing and doing ceremony to open up the conference. We're popping through the different groups. There's Laura Van Tine. She did some amazing stuff about what's going on. She played a clip that blew my mind. It was about an abduction. And had a dialogue with the ET that was abducting this woman. And if you think the Grays are friendly and they have your best interests, you should have heard it. It blew my mind. You know, we had Kate Buckley. Ken Rolla was just on. He did a great presentation. Alara did a great presentation about frequencies and energies. You know, everybody, Abby, did a great job. She talked about all kinds of different subjects. You know, everybody here covered the most amazing topics. I don't know who this guy is, but I heard he did a good job. But we covered everything, put all the latest stuff in there. Trisha Margus is on it as well. Tyler, he's with Journey to Truth, brought out some really good information. Alex Bloom, he's our resident psychologist, keeps us all sane, and takes a spiritual approach to that. But you know, it's now on VMO, and you can go check out the, it's on, there'll be a link below the shows on all the shows here. You can check out how to check out the conference, but just the lineup was amazing, and the information was amazing, and I showed the latest ships that were flying over eSETI, and a lot of the just mother ships and everything else coming over. It's pretty crazy, and talked about kind of what we're going to talk about today. So I'd really... If you want to get the whole enchilada, go to the conference and listen to my presentation there, because I cover everything from A to Z. And I'm going to cover a little bit on that tonight, and I thought it was really important. We need to know how we got to where we're at and how this has been going on. So we've been under like 500 years of tyranny, and also 500,000 years of tyranny, I'm saying. And we've also had other pre-Diluvian races that were here that, you know, some were benevolent, some weren't. And so you really need to understand how this worked out. So when you read about the ancient Lyrians that were here, and you read about Enki and Enlil and Anu and all that, that was a really mixed bag. And so you had some very advanced Lyrians that were here. They're very tall beings. They were the bearded gods, and they had the cone heads, and they were actually our ancestors. And so there's more to that. But the most of the human race originated in ancient Lyra, the ones that are here on the earth. That's as far as our genetics go back to ancient Lyra. And then they went out and they colonized the Pleiades system, the Hades system, and the Orion system. And then they came from there to Earth, Mars, and Maldek. And Maldek is now the asteroid belt. So two problems there. They blew up the planet, and now it's an asteroid belt. Hopefully we won't do that here, but I'm sure we won't. Okay. There's a lot more to this. So I'm going through a quick rundown because the universe is just massive. And I wanted to talk about how I got this information and where I'm coming from, because a lot of people don't understand. You know, I am a researcher, but what happened to me a long, long time ago, when I was 5 years old, I had a near-death experience, and I was in between worlds, and I had beings appearing to me, and one of them was Mary. And just a little disclaimer, I'm not Catholic, but Mary's here for all the children. And I was in the hospital. I was dying of bronchial pneumonia. They put me in this stupid iron lung thing for a while and stuff like that. And I had a woman that kept coming to me. And she appeared to me over and over again. And she would stroke my head and talk to me. And the doctors would tell my parents, "We think he's going to cross over. We don't think he's going to make it, you know, through the night." She kept pulling me out of it. To make a long story short, she gave me a substance to eat. And I ate it, and then I was never sick. I never missed a day of school after that. And it pulled me right out of it. I'm pretty sure I know what that is. It was like a kind of a crystallized oxygen, which is actually on the planet right now. And but that was the first experience. Around 25 years old, I had a drowning, and I went through the tunnel that everybody talks about. Well, I had a lot of past lives as yogis and lamas, and so I had a lot of training that kicked in, and I went through the tunnel. I didn't stop to talk. I saw relatives. I saw all these people. I just kept going, and I ended up in the plane of bliss, which is this golden white light, and it's just pure consciousness and energy, and you're unique, but you're one. So you're a light being, but you have this greater light around you that you're surrounded by, and there's no words to explain this, because it's the most loving, joyous, blissful energy you can imagine. You don't want to leave. You just want to stay. And so the first thing I asked was, how can I stay? And there was a greater consciousness and energy speaking to me, surrounding me. And it came to me and it said, I never told one of my children when to come or go. That's free will. And so I'm going, wait a second, this isn't the image I was given. You know, I thought there was this little old man with a beard and a laptop taking notes and lightning bolt to punish the bad doobies, you know. Those are the programs that I was told at a childhood age. And so this is nothing like I was told. And then next thing, I was sitting there for a while, and this just, you're held in they call it the cradle of God or whatever you know, there's different names for it. But you're just so blissed out, you want to give something back, you know, and you want to stay. And so the next thing I said was, how can I stay? And what happened was, the voice came back to me and says, I never told one of my children when to come or go. That's free will. And I go, wow, this is, again, to reiterate everything. And so... that was interesting. And so the next thing I said was, how can I serve? How can I give back? Because you just want to give back when you're in that energy. And it came back to me, the voice came back to me and says, you know, what do you want to do? What brings you joy? And then I started realizing that the source, creator, God, whatever name you want to give it, you know, great spirit, is just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. It doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. And we, you know, anthropomorphize it, or we create it in our image, but it's actually the opposite. But so anyway, after that experience, I was sitting there for quite a while, and I said, you know, I want to come back and teach people about the true nature of Creator, what it really is. It's not what we've been taught or told. And we've had all these control programs and religions and divisions and all this stuff, which is nonsense. And I wanted to come back. And so the last thing I said was, as you wish. And I was coming back into the body, and people were pulling me out of the ocean. And that was how, you know, As You Wish Radio, that's why I named it As You Wish Talk Radio. But it was from that experience. And then I heard it on, I watched this show a long time about Princess Bride, and they're going, As You Wish. And I go, like, oh man, I can't believe that. But it triggered that again. But anyway, that's where I'm coming from. So I'm coming from the top down, and where a lot of other research coming from the bottom. I mean, and some researchers are still dealing with nuts and bolts and back engineered stuff and German back engineering and things. I mean, that does exist. It is happening. And a lot of that's being cleaned up as we speak by the higher dimensional beings and their throughout the vibration continuum. The higher vibrational beings are pressing their consciousness and energy and their technologies. And there's a massive multidimensional cleanup going on. And so we're going to see it on the physical level as the white hats and major changes, freedom returning, universal law returning to the planet, going back to universal law, which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. And basically, you know, seeing the Creator in all creation, that's universal law, and that's what we're going back to. That's a simplified version of it. Now, there's other levels to that. So anyway, I wanted to tell you where my come from was. And so what happened was I started experiencing beings. I was going back and forth on this vibrational continuum, and I was experiencing beings that were unique yet one, God beings, whatever you want to call them, goddesses and gods, seventh dimensional beings that were coming from the plane of bliss, beautiful beings beyond imagination. Their consciousness and energy takes up whole galaxies and beyond, you know. So I started experiencing these beings, and then as I started going down the continuum, and then beings started appearing to me, and it kind of freaked me out. And so I told them, I said, you guys are freaking me out, you know, to me you're all spooks, and I want to talk to Jesus, you know, because that was my upbringing. And so he started appearing to me, and he started teaching me from within a lot of his teaching. It was just all about love. Love each other, be kind to each other, love the planet. It's just basic universal law, real simple. And then he said, I want you to understand Eastern thought. So he introduced me to a being by the name of Babaji. And so Babaji started appearing to me, and I went and studied for 6 years intensely with Bhakti Yoga. And I met a lot of yogis and went through a lot of initiations and things of that nature. And then so the next one he brought to me was White Eagle. And then so I started working with a lot of elders, Cherokee elders, Lakota elders, other elders, doing ceremony, learning their ways. And you know, he just kept taking me through different cultures that study their beliefs, study their religions and everything. And really, I started realizing that it was the same basic outline, and then different interpretations on how the different leaders behaved. And so, you know, I started really understanding. And so I had that foundation. And then I started studying ancient history. And I started seeing these ancient gods, you know, that they referred to as the gods. And I started realizing then there was the demigods, which were offsprings of the gods and humans, were demigods. And then I started learning about the Greek gods, you know, the Egyptian gods, all the different beings, the different gods, and started getting the big picture on what this was all about. And a lot of people go, well, I don't believe in God. And I'd say, which God do you not believe in? You know, there are so many beings out there. And this is imperative that you understand this. Some of these beings were very powerful beings. Some were very, very spiritually advanced. Some were very technologically advanced, but spiritually backwards, that passed themselves off as gods. And that's where you have the origin of the wrathful God versus all-loving, all-forgiving God. And that's why we have two images in the Bible of the jealous, wrathful God nobody can appease, that was genocidal, basically, and it makes no sense. And then you have the new covenant brought by Jesus, which talks about the all-loving, all-forgiving God. They're two different beings. And so I'm not going to get into their names because that would create division again on who they were. So religions were based on how these God beings treated the people. And that's how the religions were formed. You know, people had experiences with these beings. Some were all loving, all forgiving. Some were totally in service to humanity and wanted them to evolve to their highest potential. Others wanted to be served and saw us as something that, you know, they'd rather see removed from the planet, basically, as miscreation. So anyway, that's part of our ancient history. So I'm going to go further into this and go into the ancient Anunnaki, or the ancient Lyrians that were here. And so you had Anu was the king, you know, the highest evolved guy, and his family. And then you had Enki and Enlil. Enlil was a defeated general that was here, and he did not like a lot of the beings here. You know, he had a lot of issues with them and things like that. And he was a control freak. And then you had Enki, which was I guess you could refer to him as a creator god, you know, with the little g, but he did a lot of experiment. And so when you hear the saying that God created man in his own image, that comes from the genetic material taken from the gods, which the gods, plural, would refer to the ancient Lyrians. And so now there's another aspect of that. Is that man or woman were created in the same image of God in consciousness, because the spark is right here. It's in the heart. And that spark can become the full flame. So the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is right here. It's waiting to be awakened, to ignite, to expand. And so that's another way you can say that we were created in the same image and likeness of God or creator or what God is or whatever your name you want to give it. It doesn't even have a gender. It's beyond that. And so we have that ability to go within and connect with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. That's within us. So when we do that, we're going to start experiencing all of our wounds, our traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience, not just this life, but past lives as well. We have to release the past, heal this, raise our frequencies, expanding consciousness until we become one with Creator, which was Jesus' prayer, "Beloved Father, let them become one as we are one." And so that's the path. The same path was spoken by Buddha. All the other masters gave the same information. Make your own personal connection with Creator, the Source. So on the path to enlightenment, you're going to experience the other planes and dimensions. And so you, as you expand in consciousness, in the Hindu teachings, they say the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So you're going to have to go through the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension, you have all kinds of weird stuff going on there. You've got discarnate people that are really messed up, that didn't go anywhere. They had severe addictions, attachment, or were killed very rapidly and didn't even know they're dead. You know, poltergeists, things like that are all happening there. You also have low-level grays. You have reptilians. You have serpent beings, you have all these creatures within the low fourth dimension. And those are wreaking havoc right now. Demons, whatever you want to call these beings, there's a whole nest of them, different groups, you might say. They're in the fourth dimension. So it's imperative that you learn how to heal these unseen negative influences, because as they say, the closer you get to nirvana, the demons will rear their ugly heads. And they will come through your friends, your family, your lovers. They'll come through other people, your businesses, everything. It's unbelievable. So we're going to go deeper into this. And it's just the way of the universe. It's the way it is. So learning how to heal unseen negative influences, maintaining your self-authority, knowing you're a divine being is imperative if you're going to go on this journey. If you don't have these tools, you're going to get your butt handed to you. I hate to tell you this, but that is just the way it is. Now, a lot of people in air are channeling some of these beings. They're working with these beings. They don't even know they're working with these beings. They have attachments and connections because they didn't learn how to create sacred space and clear their energy. And I'll go more into that. So now we're going to go back to ancient history now. So back in those days, ancient Lyra Marduk actually made a pact with the reptilians. And I have the photographs. It's written in stone and everything. He wanted total supremacy over the earth. And this is 400 something thousand years ago when this all went down. And we've been under that draconian law ever since. And there's places that weren't under the thumb of that law. And there was other places and very artistic, very spiritual places that were doing their thing. But unfortunately, this draconian law was all it sought was power over others and control and domination. And it would keep taking them out, all these other groups that were forming. So there's a whole history. We've had many lives doing this same thing. And it was suppressed again and again and again. So anyway, so it's better. I wouldn't look at it as good versus evil right now. It's like God versus evil, you know. And people go, well, you're polarizing things again. Well, we do live in a world of polarity, especially in the third dimension, the fourth dimension. Beyond that, we go into unity consciousness. But it is real. It is happening. We need to understand. Enlightenment means to be in knowledge of everything, both sides of the coin, the whole enchilada. And so it's very important. Things are going to sneak up on you if you don't know who they are and what they're about and what their agenda is. Anyway, so we're going to go back to this. So anyway, we've been under that draconian law ever since then. There's uprisings. There's been other people demanding their divinity, demanding their freedom. That's been going on throughout history. And now we're at that epoch in time where the whole planet is saying, we want our freedom. We have the right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, and abundant life. That is our God-given right. I don't care whatever little rules or mandates you put on us. They're not real. They don't exist. And you know, even like America was based on that foundation that the people are in control of their own destiny, period. And they have no right to usurp those laws. Now, they have been extremely usurped in the past. Hitler was part of that. Other tyrants were part of that. You know, people chose socialism because they got all the freebies and everybody's going to get a free house and free food and free, you know, they promised all this stuff. And what they did is they isolated all the power and control with just a few narcissistic beings in control. And that goes bad every time. And that's exactly what socialism and communism do. They centralize all the power and wealth, and there's a few people in charge of that. And those people always, you know, get corrupted. So what's the old saying, like perfect power corrupts perfectly or something like that? It's the same thing. So whenever you create a position outside of yourself and you give your power away to others, whatever it is, you want security, you know, you want your basics covered or whatever else, you know, they always end up using that position and abuse that power and use it against you in the end. So we need to shift from that, you know, that energy. It just doesn't work. So the power has to come back to people. So in order to get through this, we have to understand how we got into it. And so it goes back to Marduk where it started. So we've had about 5,000 years of intense suppression. A little over 5,000 years of intense suppression, and that's coming to an end too as well. We're at this time where the higher dimensional beings, creator, source, great spirit, is pressing in. That energy is pressing in intensely right now. The earth is ascending. She's ascending. She's going to the next level. And we need to match her frequency as she's ascending. The Schumann resonance right now, we can pop that picture up, has been off scale lately. And that's the earth just going nuts. You know, she's going bonkers right now. We get hit by back-to-back coronal mass ejections. You know, that's another intense one that we've been hit by. So we just had an Earth-directed coronal mass ejection that just hit the planet. And we're in that right now, actually. And the way the coronal mass ejections hit is they make a major change in consciousness. So the bioelectric fields around your body get intensified. And that means, and it's a lifting, it's an awakening and healing. The problem is it brings up all the wounds and traumas. And so you've got to clear those as well. And so you're going to have a lot of social changes when these energies come in. And so it's like consciousness and energy are light in, garbage out. That's how it works. It brings everything up. And so that's the first set. The next set, you're going to have a lot of severe weather. And so again, you're going to have social, economic, a lot of geopolitical change with these energies when they come in. Then you're going to have severe weather. And what are we dealing with right now? We're dealing with cyclones and hurricanes and other stuff getting ready. And these things are being accelerated by a bunch of crazy beings that have technology that want to accelerate this. And it's you know, it's our own rogue government, I'd say, doing this, using HARP and other things. You can see these cyclones and hurricanes being intensified. You'll see big energy blasts right in the middle of it, and it just boom, and it goes from category 2 to 5, you know, in immediately. But and they steer them as well. So that's going on. So there's weather wars going on, and some are on the positive side, some on the negative side. So we're in these weather wars, and that's happening. And it's also accelerated by the Earth is and these other, the solar flares and the coronal mass ejections and everything and other incoming energies. There's huge pulses coming from the center of the galaxy that are hitting us as well, energy pulses. And NASA's reporting all this stuff. So the electromagnetic light spectrum is off the scale. Infrared's got all these new bands in it now hitting the planet. It's off the scale right now. So this is all measurable cosmic rays, gamma rays. Everything is off the scale. And so we're in the middle of this. And then it's going to create an increase in, excuse me, earthquake and volcanic activity. And that's how it works. And then so it happens. The first hit, people that are really sensitive are going to feel the gamma rays coming through. They're going to go, what is going on? They're going to get a little lightheaded and dizzy and just your equilibrium's off a little bit. And then the next thing is, you know, a lot of social economic changes. You'll feel people, you know, there'll be emotional outbursts and people will get kind of comatose and just want to crash and sleep, you know, do it. Sleep, let your body catch up, take your shoes off, get grounded, get out in nature. And then again, you have the severe weather and then the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So I know I'm tying this all together because I don't think in straight lines. You can't understand this. And it's the bigger picture. So I'm giving you it from a multidimensional perspective. So that energy is coming in. And what's happening right now, so the Earth and humanity are caught in the middle, and as well as these other forces, you might say, these darker forces in the lower 4D, and the 3D people that are involved in tyranny and want to control and dominate everybody. This is the end of the tyrants, because they're not frequency specific to the Earth. And these people on the Earth are actually, some aren't even people anymore. They've lost all humanity. They're tied into other frequencies, these other fourth dimensional beings, which have no love for humanity whatsoever. And that's why you're seeing all the inhumanity happening right now as we speak. So that's where this is coming in. It's not a war of flesh. It's a war of spirit that's happening right now. They've warned us about that. A lot of the great thinkers said that, you know, you're not just warring with flesh and bone. You're warring with the other energies. So we're in the middle of that war. We're all God beings and goddess beings. We can tap into that energy. We can do clearings. We can create sacred space, you know, within ourselves, within our homes, within our businesses. We can do world and personal healing by going through the dimensions. We have those on the website. If you want to do those meditations, they take you from the very atom itself through every cell in your body to every organ, every bone, everything. They clear everything out, your past life, everything in these meditations. And then you go up to your God self level, connect in, and you send the energy back into the earth. And these are all on the website, and they're all over YouTube or anywhere else you want to see them. So anyway, it's important to do that in groups or by yourself. And so basically, that's what's happening. So the lower 4D, the tyrants on the earth are just going nuts. They're flipping out. They're going nuts. And they're losing it. And when I talk about these guys, it's kind of heavy stuff, but maybe Robert can show us the pictures of some of these people, our glorious leaders, and what's going on with them. So when I talk about those reptilian influences, you look at what's going on, and these beings are doing things that just aren't human. I mean, you don't okay knowing what's in them. And we all know what's in them. And look at their eyes. They're black. Their eyes used to be blue, and now they're black. What's that telling you? What's going on here? You know, it's undeniable. These people have lost. They've sold their soul for power and wealth or fame or whatever. And they go into these shifts, and their eyes change, and they go into slits, and they go black. And it's pretty crazy. You know, and they have great musicians, you know, and everything else. But, you know, where's their soul? Where did their soul go? You know, where did the light in their eyes go? And so it's really important to realize there's so many things going on. There are possessions going on. There's clones going on. There's CGI, and there's robotics going on. So all the above, it's a big theater. It's a big show, and it's about ready to get cleaned up. So when you look at these people and you look at their eyes going black and you see them laughing at these events that are happening, like the people stranded in Afghanistan and what's happening to them, and they laugh about it and they think it's great and they make jokes about it. And the reason why is because their God, these satanic Luciferian people, their God loved it when people suffer, when people die. And the more remorse and sadness and deep sorrow, the better. And they get off on that. They enjoy that. This is really hard for some people to understand, but this is real. This is what's going on. And that's how they can laugh behind the scenes and chuckle. And the more sad or sorrow or demeaning it is. And, you know, a lot of people are working with the grays, and I channel the gray, and they're all nice and they're all good. And this is kind of what they look like. So they're not anything you want to play with. And these are some of the beings. They do not like us at all. They'd rather see us gone. And so some of them were just this resource. They feed off of our sadness and sorrow. So anyway, that's a heavy. It's real. It's happening. It's been going on for a long time. It's about ready to get disrupted. And we are going to gain our planet back. We're going to get our freedom back. We're going to go back to universal law. These beings are operating outside of universal law. They aren't aligned with Creator. They've gone off in the wrong direction. They're like a miscreation, and they're going to be dealt with. So now I'm going to go further into this. Now, it's a lot of information. I'm probably spinning your heads right now. So take a deep breath. Release the past. Release this other stuff I just showed you, because we're going to go further. So anyway, the ancient lions I talked about, they started colonies in the Pleiades system, Orion system, and in the Hades system. And from there, they came to Earth, Mars, and Maldek. Well, about 80,000 years ago, the benevolent Orions came to escape, and they're getting away from the Orion Wars and all the other nonsense going on there in Orion. It was pretty ugly. I have full memory. I was part of that and part of the cleanup as well. So I understand what happened there. And one thing I didn't tell you is when I had the near-death experience, most of my memories were returned to me, my extraterrestrial memories of past lives, the higher dimensional beings and other civilizations, the extraterrestrial life. Those were returned to me by the Orion Council of Light. They're six-dimensional beings, and they initiated me and sent me with three gold balls of light that remind me of all my memories. So I'm coming from those memories. That's where this is coming from. It's important you know where I'm coming from. So, I mean, I was in the wars. I had a place in the Orion system that was a retreat-like center, just like your positions of power, the places you gave your power away to, and the people that are going to have control over your lives and your destiny that you've given your power to, they're going to infiltrate those positions. Just like they did on Orion, they infiltrated the assemblies, the councils, and when the enlightened beings came to the councils and said, "Hey, we got in here, we need to gear up for it," and the councils, "No, love and light, we're not going to deal with this because if we're a threat, then they're going to come after us, and so since we're not a threat, they're not going to bother us," you know, which is really naive. Concerning the nature of these beings, which don't give a damn. You know, they take, they conquer. That's what they do. And they create as much pain and misery as possible. So, hey, enough people heard us when we came before the council, and they started out. If they hadn't done that, we would have lost everything. The whole colony would have been lost. We lost about half the colony. And so we got a lot of help with the fifth dimensional beings came in from Orion and assisted us, and the sixth dimensional, the Orion Council of Light, they came in as well. So the Orion system, the wars that you hear about were the Gray Alliance and the Reptilians, and those guys are the ones that are creating havoc in that system. And they're also creating havoc here. They've been here for a long time, and they're getting kicked out as we speak. So anyway, that was my experience on Orion. And I'm trying to think of where I wanted to go with this, but just to understand how they operate, and they have infiltrated a lot of the systems here, the government on the highest level, they've infiltrated, and that's why I'm showing you those pictures. Now we have, on the other side, we have these higher dimensional beings and these bloodlines, like the bloodline of Yeshua ben Joseph or Jesus. We have the bloodlines of other grand masters, all these other, see, there's another positive side to this, that they're coming forward now and they're saying enough, enough. The problem was is that the positions of power we put outside of ourselves that weren't aligned with universal law, they got worse and worse and worse. And they took over every aspect. And if you knew how much they control, it would blow your mind. They control all the communications. They controlled the all the money systems and monetary systems. They controlled the land. They controlled the religions. They controlled everything. Because that's all they're after, is total control, total domination. And they got to a point where they're so aligned with these darker forces that they wanted to see us go away. And that's where the population control programs come in, and they, you know, throw everybody into abject poverty and totally control and dominate. That's what we're going through right now. Now, the White Hats are aware of this. They're coming forward. They're working with the federations of the world federations, the Earth Alliance, the other guys. These are all aligned with benevolent beings, the ones that operate under universal law. And they're aligning themselves and coming in for what we call planetary liberation. And so we're in the middle of this planetary liberation. As we speak, major, major events are unfolding, you know, beyond your imagination, where we are going to get our planet back and we are going to go back to universal law. and get our freedoms back. And again, we all have the right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life and make peace with our Creator and connect with our Creator within, hopefully. Not an external creator, but an internal creator. And so anyway, that's where the earth is going. And that's supported by these higher dimensional beings all the way back to creator, all the way back to source. And so you're seeing these other guys just struggling to keep their power, to keep their wealth, to keep their positions. And they're falling apart because they're not frequency specific to this process. So whatever you want to call it, the Great Awakening, the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth, whatever you want to call it, is in full force right now. We all know how this ends. Tyranny implodes in on itself because it all gets accelerated and amplified. Their karma gets amplified. They're not sustainable. They're not frequency specific to where this is going. And we're seeing all that unfold right now. So that's the big picture. There's a lot of other information. Other people are going to bring out this information on who's who. A lot of people are going to service you thought were gone. And so they're coming back into play. And there's been already, you know, the head of the dragon's been already severed, basically. So that's the best way I can say it. So whenever you see Mary, these statues of Mary stepping on a serpent, you see Michael with a big spear going into the serpent and all these other things. Now you understand why those are there. You understand the Adam and Eve story. There was two lineages that came out of that. One was Abel, the love and the joy and the Adam and Eve story. One was Cain, and he had reptilian energies that sponsored him and went in that direction. I can go on and on, and this all ties into ancient history. And what it all boils down to is God and evil, basically. It's really simple. It's you're either operating out of the universal law, you're being kind to each other and kind to the planet, and you're in service to others, or you're in self-service and you're destroying the planet and trying to dominate and control others, and you're aligned with the other side. The other side is collapsing, it's imploding on itself, and we know where, you know, it's the Hopi prophecies show the two worlds, and the people that chose a spiritual life, you know, aligned with creator, are going to go up, the other one goes down and stops and ends, you know. So these are all prophecies. There's Lakota prophecies about the beast, the 2,000 mile wide beast that is all consuming and wants to control and dominate everyone and everything. And in the end, it consumes itself. And then we have 1,000 years of peace and we reunite with the star nations. So all these prophecies, they talk about these times. There's so many, I can't get into all of them, but we're going through those times right now. And this will give you a great understanding. So right now, I can't tell you how important it is to prepare on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, clean up the old wounds and traumas from past experience, release the past, release, forgive your family, your parents, your lovers, everybody. It's not worth it. Don't carry them anymore. Let them go. Make your own personal connection with creator and create sacred space everywhere you go and be of service right now, because that's going to get us through these times. And that's my best advice right now is I love the saying, one on the side of God is the majority, and truth will not be suppressed. You know, every rock will be left. It's going to be unturned. Every rock will be unturned. You know, all the iniquities are going to be shattered from the rooftops. We're in that process right now. These black-eyed leaders are not going to be around too much longer. So, but we have to do our part. We can't just sit back and focus on love and joy and bliss and eat goji berries, you know. that isn't going to do it. So anyway, I love that. I love that line. But anyway, I'm going to open up for questions now because we have about 10 or 15 minutes left. And I'm sure there's some pretty good questions coming in. But I'm going to have Kathy, my assistant here.
Well, there was a lady named Gwen that was on the chat. And she was here 3 weeks ago, and she had a skin condition that was healed after being here.
Oh, nice.
And she was wondering if anyone else had spontaneous healings happen at SETI.
Yeah, we've had a lot. After the show, we do a healing circle. and we bring in all these higher dimensional beings, and we've had amazing healings happen here, spontaneous healings, and like, you know, brain tumors, ulcers, crazy stuff just gets healed. And I don't take any credit for that. I tell people, I don't take credit for the healing. I don't take blame if you don't heal. It's between you and Creator. But we create a space here, and your higher dimensional beings and your main teacher and guides and even your past lives can come forward and assist you that are on a higher dimension and assist you. And so the masters are here. The energy's here. What happens is between you and them, basically. And we just create that space for things to happen.
James, have you heard of Spica starseeds or Spica, period, S-P-I-C-A?
No, I haven't. But I do want to say something here. My experience is like, because I've connected mainly with the Pleiadians as far as the star nations, they came in first, and then the Orion Counts of Light, and then the Andromedans, which are seventh dimensional beings. Most of my stuff is seventh on down into the fifth. But in the fourth and the fifth, there's so many beings out there. So many people are having experiences. And just because I don't mention them doesn't mean they don't exist. So like Elena Danan has had all these experiences. Megan Rose, I think it is, has had experiences with all these different beings. You know, Corey Good has had experiences with all these different beings. So you know, it's really interesting. Everybody has a different perspective, and they've met different beings. It's such a massive universe out there. I haven't met all of them. I know I've just touched the tip of the iceberg as far as my experiences, but most of mine are in the higher dimensions. And, you know, we've met beings that don't have names. They just go by the Laka or the, what's the other one? The Laka and the
Jasai.
The Jasai, or warriors, you know, and these beings don't have names. They don't have, they're just one group, they're a collective. And the higher you go up in the dimensions, the less identity is important. It doesn't, when you lose the identity, you lose the ego, it just doesn't matter. You know, it's not important because you're so expanded, it doesn't matter. I like that in Lakesh, my other you, like everything is connected. Everyone is connected. Everything is greater. It's really simple. When you let go of identity and ego, you become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. And everything is conscious. Even the rock is conscious. So it's totally unlimited. Okay.
Do you think Trump is related to General Patton? They were really talking about this in the chat.
Trump, I would imagine Trump is related. I think, you know, there's a lot of things to be said about Trump. And to me, he's the most awesome process-oriented therapy session you could take, because if you got any issues, he's going to bring them up and he's going to poke it. And some of the stuff he says, I would have said the same thing. It's just like, because I would poke the beast. I would just poke and he's a master chess player, and he's doing some things. He was extremely misled by some of his people, and they found that out now, and that's being rectified. He got some real bad advice, and luckily on a lot of it, he just stuck to his own guns and you know, fought for us. But, you know, right now, if you look at what's unfolding right now, everybody's going to want him back, and it's already back, basically.
What do you think of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calling out President Trump on the miracle jab and hiring him, then not coming through with his promises and the donation from Pfizer to Trump?
Yeah, I heard about that. And that I was just talking about that there was a lot of misinformation that he was given, and that, you know, he, like everybody, look at how many people have taken it, you know. You know, even the doctors, you know, the scientists know what's going on, and the researchers know what's going on. The doctors just doing what they're told, most of them. But you've got the frontline doctors and the other guys. And I don't want to go too much into this because we'll get cut off the air. But this show, but go to the newsletter, and all of this is covered in the newsletter. And it's covered. All of this is covered. So you know, there's, you know, we make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We given misinformation, and there's a bigger picture unfolding, and we'll see how it unfolds.
What about all the casualties from the bats, jabs? What's going to happen to those people?
Yeah. Again, that's going to go into the newsletter. I want to stay away from that just for this show, because I've been covering every show and we get every show taken down. I want to keep this show up, so I'm not going to talk about the on this show.
All right. Do you think Hurricane Ida is man-made?
Definitely, Ida is probably generated naturally, but it's been extremely enhanced by this weather wars going on. You know, if everybody practiced Yugong and merged with water and the air elements and started pushing on that thing, they could just stop it. We have that ability. We could stop it or push it back out to sea, you know, but how many people are going to, you know, you should have a collective consciousness meditation to freeze it and send it back out, disseminate it, and just, you know, I know scientists have told me that they could stop a hurricane with a 9-volt battery. Device and just drop in the middle and it changes the charge and boom, it's dead. You know, but why aren't we doing that?
Yeah. So let's do a bit of meditation.
Yeah. I know that's my favorite subject, is saving humanity from the, you know, and I've talked about it so much that I'm just like hammered and I'm losing my channel and everything, which I don't mind. I'll do that. But I'm using the newsletter, which we also got canceled, and we got a new newsletter now, so it's out. But extensively, it's covered in the newsletter, all of that.
Oh, a question was, they want to know, where do they get the newsletter?
Oh, just go to eseti.org if you want the newsletter, and it's all, everything's in there. Just all the latest stuff on what's happening, the latest evidence, latest who's who. And that whole scenario is folding in on itself. It's collapsing in on itself. There's things that have happened that look bad that are actually not bad, and it's different. You know, so it's but I've talked about that, and go to the newsletter, definitely, because it's all in.
Do you think the planet is making a 5D copy of herself and 3D will stay?
That's a good question. I've talked about this before. There's actually 8 planets. They're all phased, just a little out of phase from each other. And we're phasing back in between the two, and we don't even know it half the time. And that happens here a lot of times when we're doing the practices and meditating. You'll see people phase out. You see right through them, and you see the chair behind them.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I've done it quite a few. There's photographs of me doing it. But it's not that hard to phase out into, you know, phase up, I would say. That'd be a good t-shirt. Phase up, you know.
That would be.
Release the past, phase up, no. but anyway, that's happening right now on a regular basis. I think on some level there's going to be a world where people finish working their stuff out. And then other people are going to take the higher timeline, a different timeline, and they're going to move into universal law and reunification with the higher dimensional beings and the greater family. And it looks like those polarities are really stretching right now. And there's people, no matter what, are going to hang on so tight to the status quo, and they'll work their stuff out. You know, a lot of them are going to eliminate themselves. You know.
Can you talk a little bit more about universal law?
Yeah, universal law, we don't need to make it really complicated. The Constitution, you know, all of this stuff goes against the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. And it was usurped, I think, in 1871 in a new Constitution. They changed it. But really, they can't even do that, because the old Constitution has clauses in it says you cannot, Congress can make no law that goes against the Constitution. So anyway, the Nuremberg trials, the Constitution, everything, these mandates, everything are illegal. They're totally illegal. But, you know, if we allow them to do it, and if we participate in it and we do their bidding, then that's the way it's going to go. But we don't have to, you know. So if we band together and say, hey, so universal law, again, is very simple. It's universal peace. It's brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. It's really basic. And you know, you can get it down to two rules, basically, that Jesus left us was love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. It's whatever, that's universal law right there. You know, respect the creator and all creation. Add that as number three. It's you come from the heart and you come from love, and that's all you need to know. Like, don't harm other people and harm life. I mean, sometimes you have to harm just to survive. You know, you pull a carrot out of the ground and it actually screams, and that's it. But to be here, but you know, everything is, you're going to feed the carrot later when you die, you know, or feed the grasses, you know. So if you eat the deer that ate the grasses, you know,
circle of life.
Yeah, the circle of life. You're going to die, and you're going to feed the grasses, and that's going to feed the deer. It's a circle. It's a big circle. But your soul is eternal. Just remember, even the animal souls are eternal, and so it's always ongoing. That this physical body is even your physical body, believe it or not, is eternal. It can be eternal, but the life force is in the atom. And so when you die, all you're seeing is the atom, the more complex structures and are breaking down, and it goes back to the atom. And so everything continues. Even the body continues in an atomic form, you know. So and then you come back and you start restructuring it and creating more complex molecules and organisms, and pretty soon you got a body and you can run around and create havoc. Or you can be kind to each other.
Can you speak on earth spirits, fae, and creatures of night?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately, so we have to wrap it up. But fairies do exist, gnomes do exist, elves do exist. We work a lot with six-dimensional elves, or the doorkeepers on the mountain that go into the inner earth. It's all going on. And the inner earth is very involved in this. Not the dumbs, not the underground crap that's going on with the government and the Germans and the child trafficking, all that crap. That's a whole nother story that's being cleaned up as well. So, but I want to leave it on a positive note. They're all there. They're like cheerleaders. They're waiting for us to wake up. When you connect with these beings, they're so happy. They're so happy you recognize them. And again, there's dark spirits we need to keep an eye on and keep clear, and we can heal those and put them out of our space as well. So we're out of time, unfortunately, everybody. Love you all. You know, be kind to each other. You know, it's all about keeping an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And have a great evening, and we'll see you in the universe. Oh,